Hi, welcome back to A Nugget of Truth. Today we're going to be talking about the grace of the Holy Spirit, and his gift is the spiritual gifts. Now, the person of the Holy Spirit is not someone unique to the New Testament. The Holy Spirit has coexisted with Father God from the very beginning. We see the Spirit of God at work in creation. For instance, in Genesis 1, verse 1 and 2, it says, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep." And here we go. "And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters." Now, in Old Testament times, the Holy Spirit would come upon or be with someone to enable them for a specific purpose or task. But in the New Testament or in the New Covenant, the Holy Spirit lives within the believer. Christ's followers are the temple or the home for the Holy Spirit. And 1 Corinthians 6:19 teaches us that. Now, the grace of the Holy Spirit is especially evident in the New Testament as he comes as a gift of Jesus to be our helper, to be our comforter, the Spirit of truth, to be able to discern truth and lie. The Holy Spirit also comes with power and authority, especially over the devil. 1 John 4:4, read that for some encouraging words there. As we surrender our lives to God, we have the Holy Spirit power to conquer our selfish will, and he helps us live the Christian life as we learn to be led, guided, directed, influenced by the Holy Spirit into God's blessings. Romans 8:11 talks about that. Now, as we learn to walk in the Spirit, we will overcome the desires of the flesh. That's what Galatians 5:16 says. Now, this new life in the Spirit requires a new way of thinking, a new way of doing things. And the Bible instructs us to be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man or the new woman, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. That's for Ephesians 4:23. We also have the following promise. "For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many are as led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons and daughters of God." Romans 8:13. Now, putting to death the deeds of the body has to do with putting to death those habits and patterns of thinking that are contrary to God's righteousness, and replacing those habits and patterns of thinking with godly habits and godly thoughts. And this is where the Holy Spirit's help is crucial, for he's able to reveal the truth to us, remind us of the scriptures, and speak encouragement to us. Now, as if all of that were not enough, the Holy Spirit also made available to all believers important spiritual gifts. As a matter of fact, the Apostle Paul warns us not to be ignorant or unaware of these gifts in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 1. And he says the following, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant." In other words, Paul was saying that these gifts are too important for the church to neglect. Now, while I would encourage you to read all of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, I'll be touching ever so briefly on the gifts listed in 1 Corinthians 12 verses 8 through 11. And I'll be spending more time in the individual gifts in my next series entitled Christianity 201. Now, there are 9 gifts of the Spirit as they are described in 1 Corinthians 12. And they are, first, word of wisdom. Now, that's a spoken message of wisdom inspired by the Holy Spirit to an individual dealing with the deep things of God. The second is a word of knowledge. That's also a spoken message referring to understanding things that could not be just naturally known. Third, we have faith. Now, this kind of faith is extraordinary faith as opposed to saving faith or normal Christian faith based upon the word. In other words, we're talking about faith to move mountains. Fourth, we have gifts of healings, the supernatural ability to administer healing to others. The plural form, healings, indicates a variety of illnesses, sicknesses, and disease that are common to all of mankind. Fifth, we have the working of miracles. Now, these are supernatural inspired by the Holy Spirit, ability to override or reverse the natural laws of nature. 6, discerning of spirits. Again, Holy Spirit, supernatural ability to discern the source of a spiritual manifestation or presence. And of course, the three sources are God's Spirit, Satan's Spirit, and of course, the Spirit of man. 7, we have prophecy. The supernatural gift or ability of speaking what Jesus is saying at the moment to encourage, to edify, to exhort by revealing what God will do. Then 8, we have the gift of tongues. Now, this is also a spiritual gift, a supernatural and in nature, and it's the ability to speak an unlearned language. And what's important is that it glorifies God. And when done in public, as in church, it should be followed by the gifts of the interpretation of tongues. And then finally, the 9th gift of the Holy Spirit is this gift is the gift of interpretation of tongues. And this gift always follows the public speaking of the gift of tongues so that it would be understood by those in attendance. As a side note, the gift of tongues and the gift of interpretation, when taken together, it really represents prophecy. Now, when we read about these gifts, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, they're nested between 1 Corinthians 12, 7 and 11. And so let's look at 7, for instance. It says, but the manifestation of the Spirit, or the outward working of each one of these gifts, is given to each one for the profit of all. You see, the all is referring to the body of Christ, or the spiritual church. And then at the end, we have verse 11, and it says, but one and the same Spirit, the Holy Spirit, works all of these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. And so we see the Holy Spirit sovereignly gives his gifts as he pleases. And so I hope these 9 gifts are an encouragement to you to pursue them further, because they are gifts for you. They are gifts for the church. And in like as any other gift, they need to be exercised in order to be strengthened in it. And so until I see you the next time, may God richly bless you and walk by faith in the operation of these spiritual gifts, which the Apostle Paul says that we should not neglect. Again, God bless you. See you next time.